Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the world's largest, most fabulous, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us for more at BigJujuMedia.com. Listen for free on SoundCloud at Big Juju Media.
My God, we have such an amazing show.
Today we've got such
incredible topics we're going to be going over.
Yeah.
It's just a jam-packed show. We've got so much to go over today about big business, something about making money, something about the Bible, I don't know, whatever the hell. And then, you know, this deep state stuff and the memos and the facts. And what are we going to do about this deep state thing?
Oh, I tell you.
Oh, my gosh. It's just such a bunch of mishigas.
Really bad.
Discuss, everybody.
Really, really bad.
Well, the first thing I want to say is I'm reading this cool book called Screw Calm and Get Angry.
The very first thing it says is, if you see light
at the end of the tunnel, it is the light of the oncoming train.
Oh, I love that. It's just got a bunch of cool stuff.
You know, it talks about politics, democracy, stupidity, money, business, banks, debt, life, civilization, happiness, unhappiness, deceit, hypocrisy, morality, the rat race, curmudgeons,
anger, and protest.
So, part of my segment's going to be going over how to screw calm and get angry. And then I might get into this thing about business. I'm not sure. So, I'll just wait for my segment and see, because the thing about business, if enough of the, you know, audience wants me to go over
it, I really tell them
how to make a lot more money.
Oh, good, very good.
If they want me to do it,
if they want it, yeah.
You know, we'll just have to see what the audience
We'll have to see, you know.
Teach them how to be rich.
Not everybody wants it, you know.
I'm looking at your book here.
That's what I'm saying.
Screw calm and get angry.
Resigned advice for hard times.
This is from the book. The word politics is derived from the word poly, meaning many, and the word ticks, meaning blood-sucking parasites.
Oh, that's so typical.
I'm going to be going over in my segment how to be invisible.
It's basically
the basic guide to protecting your personal privacy, your assets, and your life.
Very good.
Day and age of the deep state.
Yes.
I think we need to be invisible, you know.
That's right.
The last decade was about how to become sovereign, be a sovereign citizen, fill out all your redemption papers, and let's just turn this thing around.
Now,
you know, with these memos coming out, it's really the deep state.
Really satanic.
Showing their big toe, their big fist.
Yeah, I don't think it's time to be invisible. Elbows.
And follow my basic guide to protecting your personal privacy, your assets, and your life.
I heard about protecting my forehead.
Really, along with classy from aerobics, classy musculature, and facial structure.
Very good, darling.
How to exercise with class.
Okay, I'm exhausted from listening to all this already.
This is a jam-packed show.
We do have so many things everyone needs to listen to
in order to improve their life and get right with their life. Which is why Perna going over Proverbs 18 about the unfriendly man pursuing selfish ends. Anybody out there can think of a selfish man trying to cover up his own selfish ends? Well, we're going to go over that in the Bible. Proverbs 18. And that's going to be real good, real healing for people out there. I think when people can identify what Proverbs 18 is talking about with the unfriendly man pursuing selfish ends who defies all sound judgment. And a fool finds no pleasure in understanding but delights in airing his own opinions. I think that we will know what that means and who the Bible is talking about in these end times that we're going through right now, the darkest end times, before Jesus comes back and lights up that tunnel, Jonathan, without the train, but with Jesus and God. So send in all your money now before I get to my segment so we can save more people during my segment, because you send in the money now for those Lord-endorsed funds that Perna will bless you for. And, you know, you'll be saved more than the people who only send in a little bit. So if you want to be saved a little, by all means, just send in a little bit. But if you want to be, you know, saved more, then send in more. And that's kind of how it works with God. The more money you send in, the more Perna, or I'm sorry, the more that Jesus can save you, and Pernod will be much blessed
Very good.
In holiness.
Okay, so Pernod is doing Proverbs 18. Jonathan is doing Screw Calm and Get Angry and How to Teach People How to Be Rich in Business or something. And Catherine is going over the basics of being invisible, the guide to protecting your personal privacy. That's fabulous. Wonderful.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Furor grows over the Devin Nunez intelligence memo. Is it a memo? Is it a note? Will it be released, and what does it really say? Fidel Castro's eldest son, Fidelito, commits suicide. And police probe how a 12-year-old and suspect in a California school shooting got that water gun and started spraying hairspray at all the bugs on the playground. A massive drought could leave 4 million people without Kool-Aid until the liquor arrives in town. The Labor Department report has mysteriously disappeared after contradicting Melania Trump about her choice of wardrobe. She wore it at the State of the Union the other night. She wanted to wear white. This report wanted her to wear blue. Lawyers for Rick Gates withdraw after the Russia case. They say it's not a case, it's actually a briefcase. That's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
I'm Catherine Janiana Malouf for Classy Living. Something I think is really important to being classy is having a classy body. Let's do some classy aerobics right now. So take your arms and imagine them stretching out and lifting those Olympic-sized weights. Just imagine that. And lift one and two. Let's now work the legs. Imagine pushing that same Olympic weight with your legs. And one. And two. See how it's so easy when you do it with class. There's no sweat, no strain. Oh my God. I feel so amazing. And you don't even have to go to those gyms. You know, there's a whole new gym. They serve candy. It's okay to be on your cell phone. Have you heard about this place? So not classy. People go there who don't want to work out. In fact, all their weights only go up to 50 pounds. That's disgusting. Oh my God, that's so flabby. I can't. So not classy. Yeah. Is that ready yet for me to go out? Sheila Doo, are you still there? You just give me the signal. Oh my goodness. Sheila, you gotta give me the hand signal before the show starts. I swear to God. Always thinking of herself, never giving Pernod the signal. Oh, I know what you're saying. Oh, if you're so connected to God, how come God don't give you the signal? Because Pernod is only human. He is not God like Jesus and God with Pernod. So in Proverbs 18, we're going to begin with holy words now. Send in your money now. I'm going to ask you several times. We got to stack up those war bonds. I was going to say war bonds, but are we in a war? I think we're in a war with Proverbs 18 and the truth and facts about it. You know, a proverb is like a memo, isn't it? Like a memo that wants to be released. Yes, so let's release Proverbs 18. An unfriendly man pursues selfish ends. He defies all sound judgment. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. When wickedness comes, so does contempt, and with shame comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters, but the fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. You can finish the rest yourself. I'm just going to read the last part. A poor man pleads for mercy, but a rich man answers harshly. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. How many of you have a friend? How many of you are a friend that sticks like the chewing gum you stepped in on the sidewalk that you can't get off your shoes? Do you have shoes? You know, God will bless you with all kinds of shoes if you send in your money now. If you send in lots of money, you can have lots of shoes and one day sell them off and buy a double wide or a new toilet for your single wide. And that way you can rest peacefully and you won't have the panty skids or the tar varmints you leave in the toilets. I see it so many all-night Texacos when Turner'd have to go and take a leak and take a break off the short bus. But anyway, that's the holy words for today.
I don't go to all-night Texacos.
There it is.
I just go to the Hilton.
Well, you know, I just got, you know, I turned this part in Screw Calm and Get Angry book and it says, in certain trying circumstances... urgent circumstances, desperate circumstances, profanity furnishes a relief denied even to prayer. And that was said by Mark Twain.
God damn
cool?
it.
That's so cool. Wow. When you have told anyone you have left him a legacy, the only decent thing to do is to die at once.
Oh,
so
my
it's
God.
Like, screw calm and get angry.
That's
man.
Why I'm going to be talking about how to be invisible,
times,
you know.
It's so righteous.
Yeah.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Elon Musk and Amber Heard have split apart again before they came back together. Is Demi Lovato trying to give Henry Cavill's attention? Well, we don't know, because at an RNC winter meeting, Trump hits the media as they're ushered out. The horror of watching President Trump use grieving families for possible instructions of justice has left everyone cold. President Trump says he didn't care about the oil drilling up in Alaska because Oklahoma needs it. Larry Nassar's wife says that he's a lawyer who doubts he could be a lawyer. And the people who think mass shootings are staged are often the ones who end up getting shot by the shooters who shoot them, who are their shooters' friends of shooters. Ben Carson calls for a review after a report of a son's involvement in a drug scam, and Ann Coulter is no longer wearing a girdle. That's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan Ackerman.
Oh, my
man.
God. He ran over again.
I did that again.
Sheila Dew, is she clear on
Sheila?
The hand signals she's giving to us?
Damon
Aya. He ran over, Steve. I think that's very visible, and
right.
he needs to learn... how to be invisible.
That's
with
right.
my basic guide to protecting your personal privacy.
Oh,
assets
bullshit,
in your life,
man.
I'm going to go over in my segment.
And it's full of sin. I mean, in Psalm 44, it says, we have heard with our ears, O God.
That's
our
right.
fathers have told us what you did in their days and days long ago.
And
she was still doing policies and procedures from long ago. I'm going
to
release the
memo
on Sheila Dew.
Okay.
And let people know the truth about the deep state of Sheila Dew. The deep state in her mind. The deep state of sin in
she
her mind.
She is really messed up.
Screwing up all the programs for Bernie.
No,
that's right.
The I think screw calm and get angry applies to
what,
this
Jonathan?
Right now. It's a modern conservative is engaged in one of man's oldest exercises in moral philosophy.
Here we go.
That is... the search for a superior moral justification for selfishness.
Yep. I can't stand him. Can't stand him.
You know what Jessup Moretti said? He said,
what?
I hate mankind, for I think myself one of the best of them, and I know how bad I am.
All right, you know.
You'll never hear Trump say that.
No, we won't. Okay,
let me say. The deep state or those memos.
Okay.
Oh, the deep state.
Memos.
Enough with the memos. The memos are garbage coming from the Republicans.
All right, all
right. We are not talking about the memos that are nothing but lies and facts.
All right, whatever.
Mixed together, which is really fake news and more lies.
Bad and sad.
Whoa. Cool times, everyone. Am I on? Sheila Dew? Oh, shit. Sheila Dew, we gotta work out our hand signals. So we got, like, a new Sheila, and I don't know why she's a little rusty this week, but anyway. Hi, everyone. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge with the Evening Message, and this is me, Jonathan Knightsbridge, of the Evening Message. So today I'm gonna be talking about one of these business things that can make you boatloads of money. It's called Form, Storm, Norm, Perform. And what you want to do is you want to form something like organize an event or discuss the agenda and set expectations and ground rules. Establish a schedule, outline the problem and your desired goals, and that's forming. And storming, sometimes called brainstorming, is you want to solicit as many strategies and solutions as possible from the participants. And don't critique any of these things, you know, but you can record the ones that appear to be kind of cool and stuff. And then you want to get normal about everything, you know, identify common patterns and categorize stuff. And then you want to perform, which is like do everything. And the reason why I'm saying this is because, like, at Starbucks, I think it's really cool how the staff is so well trained. But the customers aren't. The customers don't know how to form and storm and norm and perform because they still don't know, you know, what the fuck they want to order. It's like, why do you even go to a Starbucks if you just stand there looking at the menu with your head up and your jaw dropped down, looking like a dumbass mouth breather from one of the square states? And they ask you, can I help you? What would you like to drink? And you stand there going, I mean, what is that, man? It's like, get out of line. It's like, go away. Like, go outside or, like, read on your phone. It's just, Lord, whatever. Too bad you vote, man. That sucks. Jesus.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Amazon.com and Apple gush over the holiday sales coming up for Valentine's Day. They hate each other, but they're agreed to go in double on the chocolates. Russia is going to offer tourists spacewalks for $100 million with a discount for the first 10 billionaires that sign up. Their secret plan is to take all the Russian citizens and put them into space and leave them there and gas them. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Recap is a big, huge pile of hairnets and diva behavior. And Stephen Colbert can't deal with Trump's bizarre need to lie at the State of the Union and every day that he's president, so he's decided that he won't run for president anymore. The Daily Glixel is a paper that I'm not going to read anything from because it's fake news. Does your day start with a Sub-Zero refrigerator? Well, you need to throw it away. It's been found to be toxic and poisoning everyone who uses it because it's not at Sub-Zero. It's actually somewhere between 40 and 50 degrees. Anyway, North Korea warns that they've got bombs that they might use. Anyway, that's it for Headline News Now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Oh, my God. I totally know what you mean by these mouth breathers. Oh. So stand in line at Starbucks, Jonathan. Uh-huh. They're also in line at Bloomingdale's.
Right?
When I gotta pick
I
up
know.
My compacts of makeup, uh-huh. My new makeup,
right.
And my new cremation skincare cream revitalization. You know, that's too long, so I just call it cremation.
Cool.
Instead of cream revitalization,
right.
It's cremation.
I get it. Yeah.
I go and pick up my cream products, and I'm standing in line, and they're still there, breathing
oh,
with their mouth open. Oh, it's just disgusting. Their halitosis is ungodly.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg with LifeHacks Television, and we have a fabulous show tonight.
Yeah.
Some of you out there are so visible in society, and
terrible.
It's ruining your life.
Really bad.
There's an entirely new thing that's a thing,
yeah.
And it's new.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we call it a new thing. And my guest tonight, Catherine Jamie Onimalu, is going to be going over it. So welcome to the show,
hi.
Catherine Jamie Onimalu, talking
everybody.
About how to be
okay.
invisible
right.
in these days of the deep state and these memos. Going
oh.
around. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Don't get me started on these memos. Hi,
oh, God.
Steve.
Yeah, hi, darling.
Welcome me to the show.
I just did. So, darling, tell us the steps that people can take.
Okay, yeah.
Which is, what did you call it? The basic guide again
protecting
to...
your personal privacy.
Right, okay.
And
how do we yeah. implement that? How do we do that?
Okay.
What can people do? What does that look like?
Okay, well, one of the first things you got to do is know that you need to be invisible.
Oh, very good.
Days of the deep state.
Oh,
they
my God,
are
yes.
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Watching everything you do.
Oh, God.
The deep state is not just what people think of as the state.
That's right.
You know, like the government
that's
and the
right.
states. It's also the private sector, big pharma.
Corporations.
Big oil.
That's
big
right.
Big chemicals.
Yes.
Big money.
Fabulous.
Big banks. Anything big.
Yes.
And it's essentially the establishment. That's what we mean when we say the deep
got
state.
It.
It's not just the state. It's the state in bed with the big private sector.
Oh, my God.
And that's why we need to be invisible, Steve.
So how can people protect themselves?
Okay.
What are some steps on how they can do this?
Right. Well, the first thing you got to know is anything you put in the mail, whether it's the snail mail or the email, is deadly. It's very deadly. A lot of people have died because I know it sounds like a coincidence, but... look at the statistics. Most people who have died sometime in their life used to get the mail. I mean, it's like, isn't that uncanny? So getting the mail can kill you. Most people who have been alive are now dead because at some point they went and got the mail.
Are you a Christian who needs memos to tell you what to do? Do you need a memo so you know how to do what you do? Well, the only memo you need is this good book right here, the Bible. The Holy Bible that is the biggest memo of all time. Direct from Jesus and God. And deciphered by Pernhead at Blessed Souls Ministry. Send in all your money so you can decipher the word of Jesus and God with Pernhead. On the biggest memo that matters, it's the Holy Bible. And if you don't read this memo, that would be bad and sad. A sin. And that ain't nice. Send in all your money.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your bubblegum headline news now. Watch Clario perform bubblegum for the Bedstock Challenge. Edible sand that turns into chewing gum could be coming to a candy store near you. And Bubblegum Hero brings competitive bubblegum blowing to your iOS and Android devices this November. Can we talk about Texas coach Tom Herman's obsession with bubblegum? And how about bubblegum skull candy cupcakes? Jesus. Bubblegum skull cupcake toppers. That's a shitty story. Anyway, that's it on your headline news now, Jordan McNamara. I keep screwing it up.
Oh, my goodness. Whatever. And basically, the U.S. mail is very toxic.
No
it's very
kidding.
Deadly.
Oh, my
gosh. Who have died at some point.
Oh, my gosh.
Used to get the mail. I'm going to go over the rest of that in my segment, Steve.
Very
I'm
going to
get ready now. I'm just going to do my nails.
Very good. I mean, who knew the life fact takeaway would be you got to be invisible. I mean, that's kind of a
that's
sort of a double entendre.
From the mail.
The takeaway, you got to be invisible. Take it away.
Right.
Never mind.
I don't get it.
Shush. Quiet. Oh.
I'm coming. God. Sorry I'm so late. I had to go whiz in the toilet. I chipped a nail on the way here. My hair does not have a salon touch. The blower air conditioner thingamajiggy in the hallway just blew the crap out of my hair. I guess that's why I need to become invisible. And three. Well, screw it. I'm not going to try this week. After 2 weeks of doing backflaps, I can't even say it. Backflips and triple sow cows. I swear to God, I've really got to get back in shape with these classy calisthenics. I'm imagining the musculature in my skeletal muscles going invisible from fat to muscle. And one. And press, press. I'm imagining this exercise at the level of invisibility. And you know how you can do this? How you can be invisible is don't use mailboxes, public and private. You gotta have a ghost address. Don't allow repairmen into your house. Never, ever get home deliveries. Don't use FedEx or UPS. They track everything. It's part of the deep state. You gotta have untraceable trash. That means you're gonna need to have one hell of a shredder and then you gotta burn it. And you need to burn it in the toilet and then flush it. So it goes through the state municipal water supply crushers. They crush pills and bottles and cement blocks. I mean, it's really fabulous. Back in the day when I was playing Cremora Revel in Vegas right before my Vegas act failed, you wouldn't believe how many things were flushed down the toilet. Just unbelievable amounts of underwear and condom packets, dildos, bras, all kinds of drugs, guns. People would flush their shoes down the toilet. I mean, they would flush their computers down the toilet. I mean, they would flush their wigs down the toilet. The men would flush their wigs. Yeah, I'm talking about the men. You know, this is a strip joint in Vegas. What the hell did you think it was? A Hilton hotel? Anyway, back to being invisible. Get rid of your social security number. That's socialism. No one wants to cart that around, announcing you're from some socialist country. I swear to God. You got to get rid of all your bank accounts and cell phones, two-way radios. You need to get rid of all your companies. You need to get rid of everything that's in your name, like all your government records. You need to shred all your government records that the government has on you. So just ask the government for your government records and then tell them to shred them in front of you. Get a signed affidavit, have it stamped with that wax stamp, you know, and get your initials on it. Send it to the redemption program of Special Soul Sunday. We will send you that Canadian
coinage as a redemption fee that you can get on how you can turn your social security number in to the IRS and get all the money that is owed to you with interest, like in the United Kingdom. And that way, after you become invisible, I'll give you the test, the exam, and my offshore retreats where I do bare my breasts, just like Eve did in the Garden of Eden. It's very Christian. It's very spiritual. Yeah.
It's Pernit, and I'm back with the Holy Mammo from the Bible. I love the Bible. It's so happy and joyous. Where's your Bible? Where is your Bible? Get your Bible right now. You stop listening to this right now and get your Bible. Get your Bible and send in all that money. You know why? Because Jesus is coming to get you. That's sin if you don't do it.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. There's an app out that says the New York Post is going to tell you why you need to think different about dental floss. Here's what your breath can tell you about your health and whether or not you floss or not. Actually, those floss picks might be doing serious damage to your smile if you stick it in the wrong place. You will never smile again. If I leave, it's because of your floss, says one girlfriend to her girlfriend. And the boyfriend didn't know that he was going to stop using toothpicks to clean his teeth because his wife said, if you do that again, I'm going to say you're gay. Daily Deal says this device is a game changer if you hate flossing. And there are 13 weird ways to use dental floss around the house and if you have hemorrhoids. Is flossing good or bad for your hairdo? Well, this dentist tells all in this next coming report. I'm not going to tell you. That's it for Headline News Now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
I'm Catherine Jamie Animalou, back with Classy Living. Hopefully you were still doing the exercises in between these two episodes of Classy Living. Keep doing those legs and one and two and shoulder and hip and elbow. Push those Olympic weights in your mind. And that's the classy way. You can lift weights anywhere, at a dinner party, one of those makeup parties. When you're passing by a window with a fabulous display, people will think you're looking at the display and laughing to yourself because you look better than the display and you're checking out your ass in the reflection of the window as you pass by. That's the whole point of classy calisthenics, classy aerobics. I'm just going to have a whole line of classy gyms so you can have classy arms, classy legs. Oh, no, I got it. Oh, my God, a classy ass. Classy ass gyms, K-A-G, CAG. I think that'll be a nice monogram.
Oh, that's lovely.
I don't even
lovely.
Know what you're talking about with, like, what? Everything you said on the show tonight, Calvin,
right,
doesn't seem to make any sense again.
That's
right.
Like, a little strange, darling.
I know that, but
remove your name from, like, everywhere that
what
you don't
odd.
Have control
very
of. Like, you don't
odd,
have
yeah.
control
really
over
odd.
The IRS and the Social Security
well, I know
Administration.
That, but there's
yeah.
a form
like, all
for
of
that.
It. I mean, you can't just tell the government
that's
that,
right.
you know, hey, I'm planning on not existing.
Doesn't work that
even
way.
Even though I'm going to live.
No,
that's
it,
why
it can't.
I'm getting rid of all my papers.
No,
I mean,
it
what
can't.
Is that?
It doesn't work that way, darling. I think
yes,
you're
it
full
can.
Of all the conspiracy theory Michigan Republican
man.
Party.
No.
I mean, they are so
totally.
Full of right now. They're living in an alternate universe.
That's
I mean,
right.
someone needs to give them a memo about their memo and tell their heads up their ass.
Very odd. I mean, it's just nonsense off the devil, Catherine. I think you've been smoking the drapes again
it's
or something
bullshit.
With that vaporizer.
Okay.
You got your aromatherapy machine in your pancakes.
Well, I think that there's a problem with the translation here because I have done the redemption program for sovereign citizens. That's
real.
Why I am now independently registered.
Oh.
My name does not appear anywhere on anything with a government address or a
illegal.
Government paper or a government signatory.
Oh,
that's
my
what
goodness.
They're called. They're called signatories.
No, they're not.
And I have my wax stamp on all of my real
whatever.
Papers
I need
and
to
not
get
the
this.
Fake deed state
oh my gosh.
Papers of the establishment. And when you do the redemption program that I sell people, if you want to be a sovereign
real,
citizen,
though.
All you do is send in the fees.
No.
It's $100,000
per scam.
Form.
Oh, that's good.
And that's like per paper form.
Right.
When I say the word form, it's a paper
right,
that you fill
right.
out like a form.
Like
you
a
know?
Memo.
It's $100,000
oh
per redemption form.
Uh-huh.
And then In these incremental amounts,
send
you need
in,
to send
yeah.
in 10
is this legal, darling?
Yeah.
Is this
of $100,000, then you can become free.
Okay,
and
yes,
you'll
yes.
have enough honorary savings is what we call it. It's a different currency.
Okay.
You fill out the right forms.
No,
and you
good.
Free
no,
of
no,
the
no.
State. That's all I'm saying. You become invisible.
No, you don't.
Even though I can still
don't.
See you.
Oh,
you
my God.
I can still see you. You're right there.
Oh, my God.
Well, I
am right here.
I can see my hand on the
I can see my face. Yeah, I can see my hand.
At the right hand of God, who is visible to Pernia.
My bad.
And that's why Pernia talks.
That's wonderful.
Deciphers. Jesus.
I can see my tent.
You talk to Pink Christian. Right.
The deep, holy state of Holy Ghost.
Oh, I like that.
That Pernod is in, because Pernod knows that Jesus is coming to catch you.
He is,
that's why you need to send in all your money
with
now.
With a memo.
I think you're in a deep state of bullshit.
Deep state is an aisle.
Oh, I'm in a deep state of beauty.
I didn't get that memo.